Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Kyle Van Noy met with the media as the Ravens count down to Sunday's home opener against Cleveland.
That's a good question. I think everybody is different. Something that I've learned over my career is that there's usually sometimes a 24-hour rule and a 54, or a 52, 54. I got to do the math.
48 hours?
Wow, let me start over.
Yeah, be thinking.
Wow. That's how we start right there, with laugh. Laughter, that's good. Holy hell. I'm going to get killed for this. They're going to be like, damn football player. I set myself up. This is good. We all needed this. Yeah, sometimes you need to take 48 hours or 24. You know, after emotional loss like that, I think it was okay to take 48. I think it was one of those games where you got to really look at yourself in the mirror, personally on defense, collectively. You have a lot of guys that care about football. And, you know, for myself, it wasn't my best performance personally. So I just want to do whatever I can to get better this week and get back out on the field and put on a good product for the guys in the locker room and also fans too. Like, you know, fans want to win just like we do. And we want to win probably more than they do just because we're the ones, you know, putting in a lot of work and effort. And, you know, grateful for the chance to be able to do that. You know, luckily that it's at the beginning of the year like this. Hopefully they're not happening at the end of the year, but we're just focused on the Browns right now. Kind of put that in the past because it's past our 24-hour, 48. Yeah, there we go.
Kyle, how much does it help that it is Cleveland, a division rival, that you guys are celebrating the 30th anniversary? The 75 Colts are going to be here. Just a lot of festivities. Does that make it easier to put last week behind them and look ahead to this?
Yeah, that's awesome. I don't think that, honestly, is anything that has to do with us. I think that is more for what's going on for the fans and the stadium. I think we're just focused on us, and we got to play the Browns. You know, I've seen, you know, the social media people, I feel like, are, you know, upset about that. But it's our first home game. So, you know, I think that's what we're celebrating for those anniversaries and stuff, is that it's the first home game. And we're excited to play in front of our crowd. You know, I hope they bring that energy, because we're going to bring that energy after, you know, I know I am. I know the defense is going to come out bringing that energy.
Hey, Kyle, you've played against Joe Flacco a lot of times over the years.
Yeah.
Here and there. You know, you're a veteran guy in this league. What do you say about him and respect for him still doing what he's doing on stage?
You know, props to Cool Joe. I mean, he's still cool in the pocket. He still has a beautiful spot, tight spiral, throwing the ball, like, and he's playing for something bigger than himself. He's playing for his kids. You know, he's talked about that openly, and I respect that. You know, I respect someone that is experienced like him, that's still performing and still playing at a high level and producing, you know, good numbers. He seems like everybody cares about what he's got going on as the quarterback. You know, some teams, you know, don't put everything in their basket. I feel like the Browns are heavily on Joe's side, and I respect that they're committed to him, and I respect that he's committed to the game as much as he has been, not only now but in the past too. And it's awesome to see him still play really, really good football.
Kyle, when we talked to John on Monday, he said the contain on Josh Allen wasn't what it needed to be. I mean, from your standpoint, what do you feel like happened there, and what can you guys do to fix it?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think it goes back to controlling what your 111th job is. I think it starts with communication and then performance when you're doing that standpoint. I feel like we did okay at points in the game, but at the end result, it wasn't what we wanted, and we ended up losing. And, you know, that's a big reason why we lost, was the pass rush lanes weren't as tight and crisp as we needed it to be. The two times before, we felt like as a group, it was, we kept him in the pocket, and he didn't get out many times to make those down the field throws. And a couple times this game, this last game, he did. But honestly, like, I'm so ready for the Browns. Like, I'm not even thinking about that game. That's just something that we're focused on now going forward, is just worrying about the Browns, honestly. Like, that loss, it hurt, but we're already over it. We have to. Like, we have 16 other games to worry about, and this one's the next one, and all our attention and focus is on the Browns O-line and Joe Flacco and being able to stop the receivers and Njoku and the young guy. I'm sorry, I don't know his name yet, but he's number 44. He's a very, very good player. Samson, the running back. I mean, they got some talent over there, and we're focused on them.
Kyle, do you feel like these last couple days you or any of the other veteran leaders felt the need to say something specific to the team, or is it kind of like what's known doesn't need to be said?
Yeah, I mean, we had the defense had a dinner, and it's going to be private just because I don't need to express what was said, but things were talked about, and, you know, we have to turn the page and focus on the Browns and make sure that we don't start like last year. I know personally for me, the positive is I'm not playing with a broken face. So, like, that's something, yeah, that's something good for me going into week two, is that I'm healthy. And, you know, we have a pretty healthy team right now, looking forward to the challenge of the Browns. Joe Flacco coming back to a place where he's won a Super Bowl, and the emotions of that, and he's going to want to play really well. So the competition of how the Browns defense has performed over the years, and, you know, our defense needs to step up, and it's exciting to have that challenge and being able to have the opportunity to play and the perspective and the op to, you know, play on Sunday. We're excited about that.
Not to push on it too much, but just how rejuvenated did you feel coming out of a dinner like that and a meeting, getting the whole group together?
Yeah, you know, you got to put perspective on it, and the perspective is we weren't good enough, right? You know, those are the facts that we ended up losing. And, you know, let's turn the page and focus on the Browns, because 1-1 sounds a lot better than 0-2.
Whose idea was the team dinner, and did you pick up the check?
Good question. Like I said, I'm not going to go into details, but just know that we're doing everything we can to try to right the ship and get it going in the place where everybody's excited about it.
Cool. Appreciate it, Kyle.
Awesome.